So it's currently 4 a.m., 4:06 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. And I've been sitting here since, I think, since 10 p.m. Monday evening, because I slept in the afternoon. And for those of you who have an iPhone, there's this widget, right? You see, you can have widgets on your screen. So I have one on my iPad, which is a photo or something. I don't know. It's just a widget that just shows some random pictures from my photos. So it just shows some pictures. So I don't know what I was doing. I think, yes, I was downloading something. So I was, just to pass time, I picked my iPad to play a game. And the first thing I saw was the face of somebody, a familiar face from my photos. And it brought all these memories. I don't know. So I went to click on the photo, and then the person's face was there. I don't know, like small face down there somewhere, so I can see all the pictures. And then I clicked on the picture, which I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have, maybe it's good I did, but I saw some pictures, videos and everything, and it just got me thinking. I don't talk to this person any longer. We had a fallout. I don't know how it happened. It's a long story. It's really just a short story, but I went into her chat. I think she has changed her number or deleted or blocked me, something. And I scrolled up a bit. I saw how at a point we used to be very cool. We were texting almost every day, and all of a sudden we're no longer talking. So I started doing looking at myself. This is something I've started doing lately. Whenever there's a problem between myself and somebody else, the first thing I do is look to myself. The first question I ask myself is, what did I do, or how did I contribute to this problem? The second question is, did I have a choice? Did I have any option? Could I have acted any differently? And the last question is, what can I do to remedy this situation? That is, if I want to remedy this situation. So do I want to fix this problem? And what can I do to fix it? So three questions. What did I do? Could I have acted differently? What can I do? So I think I answered those questions, and I don't know, I don't really recall the answers, but it just brought me into this place that I feel like recording an episode at 4 a.m. Sometimes I feel sorry for those people who listen to me, for those of you who actually listen, because some of these things, I don't know, it just feels like having a therapy session in the middle of a stadium. You know, but yeah, it got me to a point where I started looking at myself and then looking at all the people that I used to have a relationship with, or we used to be cool, that we are no longer cool. And I just stood up from my desk, and then I went to my bedroom to sleep. But then here I am back at my desk recording this, because it has been on my mind all this while. Now the thing is, for those of you who do not know a lot about me, I'm an only child to my mom and dad, yeah. And I spent most of my younger years with my mom, because my dad was off to the seminary. And I think I picked a lot of things from my mom, a whole lot of things. For one, I picked her looks. I mean, I'm not blessed to look as beautiful as she is, but I picked a few things, I think her eye or something. And one thing that I picked was also her kindness. I mean, I'm not here blowing my own horn or something, but just if you're listening to this and you know me in one way or the other, anyway, there is probably one thing that you can say that Lash maybe did for me. Maybe if I've not done anything or any gesture, it means that maybe you've not needed it or you've not asked me. probably if you needed it and you asked me and I had the means, I would have done it for you. Now, this kindness thing sometimes leads me to very unexpected results or places. There are times that, and even quite recently, where somebody asks me for something that I personally am unable to provide, that I go and ask someone else in my own name to do that thing for me so that I can go and give to the person. There are times that I've asked Gerald to give me a loan because, not because I needed it, because somebody came to ask me for money. And saying no, I don't know, I didn't have the money. I was also struggling. But then I had to go and borrow the money from Gerald to go and give to the person. And the thing is, the person didn't even pay back, so I had to just refund. And for me, mostly, as long as, if you owe me, mostly, it will only be a problem if I don't have money. I don't know how to explain it. Say, for instance, I've not received my salary, right? And then you owe me. And then you're failing to pay my money. The next moment, I get money again. It doesn't really become a problem. The problem becomes you. The money doesn't really become a problem, like you become a problem, right? In my mind, it just tells me that this is more like a bad person, right? So the times I had to borrow money, I remember in Accra, I didn't have money when I was struggling. There's an episode about that. My girlfriend then, I mean, we were already almost breaking up then, but she called me, she asked me, Lash, and she needed money. I had to go and borrow money from my mom. It might not feel like a big thing, but my mom was also struggling. So just imagine me going to my mom, the person that I'm supposed to, every day we say, we left home to feed homos at the end day. Now I'm going to take from the home. And I knew that going to my mom and telling her I don't have money, it meant I'm going to get the money however she wanted. And I knew it, that she's struggling. But she's still going to find ways to get me that money. Probably also going to borrow. But because this person was in need, I had to do it. Quite recently, just like last month or last 2 months, I went to Thomas Crimes to ask him to loan me money so I give to somebody. And why am I saying all this? I'm just trying to create a picture, right? I remember having a conversation with my former boss and then Salami, Christine, and those of you who know me, you know I was posting some white woman on my status, her and then Salami, where we're talking about this kindness thing. And then she was asking me, I was very defensive that day, but then I was just listening. I just didn't want to let them know that I'm actually, what they are saying was true. I don't know, it's an ego thing. But the truth is, they were asking me about, are you actually, the question, I don't remember the exact words, but it was just simple as, are you sure it's kindness or it's just foolishness? And the truth is, sometimes it's just foolishness, right? And I don't know when I've done too much or I'm going overboard with this whole kindness thing. I just have a soft spot for certain people. And then some people, if you are really going to be honest about this, or you're going to be honest yourself, some people are just using me, and I know it. Maybe it doesn't feel like, they come back with reasons, you see. They just do something, they mess up or something, they come back with reasons, and oh Lash, I'll be all accepting again. There are people, and I know that you know, you're using this guy. You just tell me what I need to hear or something, and then that's all. So for my own sake and for my own sanity, I don't know, it becomes difficult for me to discern who is actually trying to use me or who is just genuinely in need of help that I have to help them. So one of my mechanisms is to rely on people, right? So for instance, someone like Chimbers is, sometimes he doesn't even know how vital he is to my existence. It's not just, somebody you just chat with and everything. Sometimes he advises me, he tells me, this person you give the money to, make sure you're also getting this benefit. Go and do it. I was okay. Yes, boss. I'll go and do it. Then I go, hey, no. We shouldn't let anybody come. When I remember, it was just today. He was telling me that, don't order food for people who just come to your house. There were people, I think, a couple of times, there was someone who just comes to my house to come and visit me. And then, I don't have any food in my house. I'll just order something for her to eat. She'll sit around, watch a movie, and then go. And it was going on for a while. So I told him, I was like, no, don't order food for. I'm like, okay. The truth is, I might still do it. I don't know how to say no, I wouldn't do it. I might. But I like the fact that I have people that they can more like direct me or guide me so that I know that this is actually not kindness. You're being conned. Somebody is just fooling you. And then the other way, which I think led to all this, is by giving everybody a chance, right? So for instance, I was talking about the borrowing thing. So there are people that they borrow money from you and then they tell you, oh, I'm going to give it to you tomorrow. I'm going to give it to you next week, right? And for me, if I have, say, 500 cedis, and let's say it's the middle of January, 15th January, let's just assume, it's actually 24th today. So let's say it's 15th January or 15th of the month, and your salary is going to come in the 30th or on the 30th of the month. And then say I have 500 cedis. And then you come to me and say, Lash, I want 300 cedis. Now, 300 out of my 500 is a lot. But then when you tell me, so I ask you, maybe I will tell you I don't have enough, but when do you intend on paying the money? So maybe you say, oh, I'll pay it on the 20th sharp. You get your money. Don't worry. The calculation I actually do is, will I be able to survive with a 200 from the 15th to the 20th? If that is, if I give you the 300. And if I'm able to convince myself enough, which for some reason I do, I say, okay, cool, then I'll give you the money. Now, the truth is that I can't survive on the 200 till the 30th, but probably I can do that till the 20th. So if, as a person, you don't respect yourself enough to pay me by the 20th, then you're putting me in a very tight spot. And one thing I also do is, I also put myself in their shoes. Why they are not paying? Because maybe something else came up, right? It's not that people sometimes just say, I won't pay you. Maybe something else came up. But like I do, I was also expecting that maybe they'll go and borrow some money and give to me. But then again, some people, not everybody just will think about you in that way. Oh, this person that I promised. Or maybe they just think he'll be fine. I mean, he'll be fine. Oh, my bad, you is going to miss Mutu and I'm going to, or Kafudi, all those things. So it could be that the person is actually in a tight spot, or the person is actually just not going, they don't care. And I'm not going to generalize here, but the truth is, it's quite difficult lending money to women. From my experience, it might be, I'm not saying anything about women or anything. I mean, I have a track record of saying these things. But then the truth is, from my perspective or from my experience as a guy, it becomes very difficult to loan money to women. Because most of them actually shame me. I have chats of people telling me, hey, Lash, now your small money that I took and you're asking, it's weird. And the problem is, whenever they go, they come back. And for some reason, I still accept them. And there are people that every month or something, they will just, after acting some way towards me, they will come ask money. I'll still give them. I don't know. If you ask me what is wrong with me, the truth is, yes, I've asked myself and I don't know. Right? So this is a long talk, but this is just the background, right? So I saw the girl's picture and I looked at a lot of people and all those things. Now the truth is, I wouldn't have come back from my bedroom to come and sit here to record this till I had this fear that I might actually end up alone. Now, the truth is that I was talking about the mechanisms I use. Now, a part of me just, like for instance, if you come and borrow money from me and then you don't pay on time, like I said, the money might not be the problem, but then you, the person, I just mark you as somebody that is not trustworthy, or somebody who might not just be needing the kindness, but you're just using me. I mean, it's not my fault. It's just something that works, right? Maybe there are times I'm wrong, and probably the reason for this episode, but it's just something I need to do. I gave you a chance to prove that, oh, I'll pay this time, you didn't pay. Oh, I'll pay this time, you paid. Everything you ask me, I'll give you, because I know that you are actually, in fact, true to your word, right? So because of this, we all have principles. And personally, one of my principles that I think one of the things I try to enforce in most of my relationships, both platonic and then romantic relationships, is accountability. If for me, I see it as very simple. You promise that you're coming to visit, or you promise that you're going to do something. Say if you won't be able to visit, Olash, something came up, and then I won't be able to come visit you. Please, I'm sorry. It's just, I feel like these things, I feel like it's just common courtesy, right? But then, if I have to say, so usually when you tell me you're going to visit me, or you make a promise, say I'm going to pay your money at this time, you just made that promise. You did that yourself. You agreed to it, right? And if you don't come to me and say, oh, Lash, Charlie, something come up with your money, I don't know if you get time for you this time. Oh, Lash, I can't come and visit you. I expect that from you, right? And I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to ask, I don't know, if I've given you money before for some reason and then it was delaying, I won't come and ask you, yo, Charlie, you say you go pay the money today, yo, what's up? I won't ask you. Because I believe that we're all adults and everybody has that ability to decide what is good and what is bad. And I think that is also a place that I go wrong. Not everybody is not every adult actually is an adult, right? Not everybody who is grown is actually mature. So I have principles. I set them. And these days, actually, I'm trying to enforce them. Maybe some of my principles, sometimes somebody comes, laugh, and everything is gone. But I'm trying to enforce these principles because that is the only way I can also protect myself. And the truth is that looking at those pictures and thinking about all those people that I had relationships with and then we are no longer talking, I keep asking myself, do I push people away too easily? Are these principles forgetting that we're all humans and then people can just fault? Or, I mean, it was okay that people just broke your trust and then it's fine for you to want to push them away. Because if we have, from my perspective, and that is the fear that I was talking about earlier, because the thing is, everyone is a human being. We are all human beings, and one thing that comes with being a human being is being wrong sometimes. So if I have principles that says that, okay, I don't want you to disrespect me, I'm not going to disrespect you, don't disrespect me, when you give me your word, I would like you to stick to your word. And for some reason, if you can't, could you just give me a heads up? Personally, I think these are not a lot to ask, right? So if somebody repeatedly breaks these principles, then I feel like I don't want to associate myself with this kind of person. They're not trustworthy. But then also, when I push them away, because it feels like everybody is going to break these principles at a point. But then again, I'm also protecting myself. See, this whole thing, it just makes sense in my head. But talking about it, I'm just hoping that you people understand me, or whoever will listen to this, understand, and then you've been in a position like that before. Because do I protect myself? Do I say that, okay, everybody has, let's say, 3 strikes. If you come and take money from me, you say you pay tomorrow, you don't pay tomorrow, 1 strike. You say you pay tomorrow, you don't pay, two strikes. If it gets to the third one, then that's that. Or I keep just extending an olive branch or offering an olive branch. I don't know what that thing means. I mean, I know what it means. I'm sorry. I guess I mean, I don't know. Because the truth is, I don't want to end up alone. I've seen it. And it's not far from me. I've seen how it looks and how sad it feels to have worked so much, to have done a lot of things. And then the people that you did all those things for are no longer with you. You're no longer reaping the benefits from it. And I don't want that. I don't. Honestly, I want very good relations. I want to have friends. I want to have people that I can trust. But the problem is, a lot of people have shown, and multiple times and multiple occasions, that they don't actually care for you or me. Yeah, they don't. They just care for the benefit of your friendship. So, like I was saying in my photography thing episode, a lot of people were just around me because, oh, Lash, you'll be trial free, or Lash, you'll be trial free, or. At which point do I decide that I want to cut this person off? Or do I say, oh, Enipa, and the fact that I don't want to end up alone, do I still keep them around? Oh, Lash, dear, oh, if you borrow the money, where you know, pay, like, Charlie, Lash, if you know, go ask you. If he give you money, you know, go ask you, so you feel free. Do you understand? And it feels like the more this thing keeps going on, the more people are going to keep using me for whatever purpose, or the more people are going to act anyhow around me, or the less people are going to be accountable for their actions. Because I mean, oh, it's Lash, or maybe Lash, oh, Lash, there, so no. So this is the dilemma. And I don't know if for some reason you listen to this episode and you think you have something you want to tell me, you can text me, or you can leave it in my anonymous somewhere, no, that you people don't leave messages. I mean, you can leave it there, rants, rantsnconfess.com, rantsandconfess.com/confess. Because honestly speaking, this is something that is worrying me. So I saw this girl's picture, and we had a lot of memories. Not a lot, but it was like a memorable short time. You understand? It was like a couple of months, but a lot of memories in there. But today, nothing. Not a single word. And it was all because I had principles, and then she broke it. And then she wanted to act like accountability means nothing. But as a human being, if you're not accountable for your actions, then what then are you? You understand? And it happens a lot. It happens a lot. And then the truth is, I try to talk to other people about it. Oh, she be woman, no, so no. And I don't want to just accept that women are incapable of being accountable. Because I actually know men who are also not accountable for the actions. And we're not robots. So I'm having this conflict. On one hand, we are human. And the beauty of being human is not being perfect. Those wrongs, those moments of weakness, it's all beautiful. But then again, people also need to be accountable and responsible for their actions. I'm not asking you to always keep your word. But if for some reason you can't, just give me a heads up. Alright, so it's now 4:31, so I guess this is the end of this episode. I just hope that for some reason I have some clarity and this becomes very easy, because I'm at a crossroads. I don't want to keep losing people, but then people who don't seem to care about me, there are a lot of people. See, today somebody texted me, Lash, I said, yo, what's up? And then the next sentence that followed was, Charlie, give me money. I mean, not in those words, but then, yeah, give me money, something, something. No care for. And this is somebody we've not spoken for a while. Yo, Lash, what's up? Good morning. Good morning. I'm not saying let's be official or something, but I mean, Lash, good morning. Charlie, what's up? How have you been? Everything cool? How is work? Because you're coming to ask money from this person. At least, just curtsy. Ask if wherever you're coming to ask for the money, that place is still flowing. You understand? Maybe I might have lost my job. I might not have posted it in my status for you to see, because the relationship I have with this person is just mostly status. They only know a lot about me through what I post on my status. So maybe I might have lost my job. So just oh, Charlie, everything cool? How your job, everything cool? All right, cool. Charlie, I have this request. But yo, Lash, what's up? I need money. It's just, even God that we go to, our Father who art in heaven, we give him small funds. Irad medawasada shamado na ya irade mantuntumwa. I mean, we give him small funds. But yo, Lash, what's up? Give me money, bo, Charlie. Anyways, thanks for So like I said, hit me up with how to get clarity on this. Am I being weak? Am I being too weak because I let people push me around? Or am I being unfair to people, forgetting that everybody is human and we all get wrong at some point? Or I need to strike a balance, and how do I even do it? But yeah. Alright, thank you very much. And then I hope you have an amazing week. It's goodbye for me.